Okay, today's program. The theme of the program is drug safety and FDA reform. Are we better off now? This is a year later. I'm going to present a few introductory overview slides, be followed by Sandy Queter. Sandy is the Deputy Director of CDER and the Office of, now wait a minute, I better get it right. Office of Drug, help me out. Office of New Drugs, and all the new drug applications that FDA reviews and approves comes through her. So she is the senior person at FDA in new drug approval. David Lilienfeld, who many of you know, he's currently with industry, but he's really an academic with a whole series of master's degrees, engineering, MBA, plus being an MD, teaches at Stanford, has been in pharmacoepi since the beginning, will be our second speaker and give us some view from industry. And then Beatrice Gollum, did I pronounce it correct, here from San Diego, who is really an MD neurologist who does all kinds of things about policy. One of the things people may have read about is her work in risk-benefit assessment and keeping a good balance in risk and benefits. This is a neat slide, and I didn't know how to put Bert Lufkin's name on it, so I did not make this slide. We need to give him credit. Bert Lufkin's, who's in Utrecht, who is actually the head of the Drug Safety Committee for the Netherlands right now, put this slide together. He looked at the history of drug legislation and the major events that occurred. One of the things I want to point out to you, and right now we're in the age of FDAA, the new drug regulations in the U.S., the new drug safety regulations. But if you look at the intervals, these intervals are 10 to 15 to 20 years between. What this says is that, to some extent, the messages were less than a year after this latest legislation. So we really don't know how some of this is going to play out, even though we know what some of the issues were that brought the legislation about. We'll hear a little bit about it today, but there's a lot of work for all of us to do together in the future. Oops, wrong direction. Let's see if we can go the other direction. I'm not going to review the legislation, but this is one of the nicer slide presentations I've seen presenting the legislation, because it says there are these major things that we know about that have to do with approval or have to do with pediatrics that are sections of legislation. The legislation actually is in 11 titles, 300-400 pages, hundreds and hundreds of stipulations, deadlines. It's unbelievable. The ones that we're particularly interested in have to do with drug safety, medical device, the Reagan-Udall Foundation, food safety provisions, a whole bunch of stuff on advisory committees, clinical trial registries, provisions intended to enhance drug approval and requirements to make information more transparent to both the public and profession. You'll hear a lot, if you're following any of this, about we're going to pull together all the databases in the world and we're going to solve our problems. There is acknowledgement that the science isn't there to do so. It's a very aggressive approach. It's called the Sentinel Initiative coming out of FDA. And you can see the idea is essentially if the issue comes up, there's going to be access to multiple databases. The industry has actually, through the Foundation for NIH, sponsored a pilot study, supposedly. Pilot study with 150 million lives covered, by the way. And they're trying to see if they can pull together these six databases. So this is an ongoing effort. I'm not going to read through this, but if you go to the FDA website, one of the associate commissioners gives you an update of where things are at from his perspective. And essentially what it says is we're doing some of it, we're trying to do all of it well, but there are issues in trying to meet all these deadlines and we can't, but we're working at it. That's the bottom line to that. The main thing, message that comes across in almost everything you see today is a manpower crisis. There's just not enough trained people or enough training programs out there. Hugh Tilson suggested something called a 10-10-10 approach. 10 new programs in pharmacoepidemiology funded for 10 years for $10 million each at the last meeting we were at. He's presented that to ARC in a couple of places. I'm not sure where that is as of last count. It was not funded, but it's not a bad idea. That's the introduction. It's my pleasure to thank Sandy for coming. We gave her a hell of a challenge to take this legislation that looks like this and in 20 minutes to give us an update. But thank